So you heard in the news today, the city council is deciding tomorrow what to do about the trolleys in town, because right now their attendance is down, their ridership, I guess, about 24%. But the cost to operate the trolleys in Laguna is up about 7%. And we all know that especially off-season, you know, this time of year and going through the winter, especially during the week, we see empty trolleys all day long going back and forth. And our family's opinion, our argument, being a resident of Bluebird Canyon, living right next to a trolley stop, is we simply have no idea when we can catch that thing. And we have no idea which trolley is going up to Bluebird or if it will go up to Bluebird. And many times we've tried to send our 13-year-old home from downtown on a trolley because we want to take advantage of this free local great service. And she has the trolley tracker and she downloads it and she waits there. And then a trolley will show up to pick her up at the bus stop 15 or 20 minutes after it said it would on the trolley tracker, just to tell her, oh no, we don't go up to Bluebird on this particular trolley. That is the problem. It's the information, it's the app, which I know isn't even city run. It's run by Visit Laguna Beach. And it's just the ability to use it, in my opinion. I think way more residents would take advantage because it's so much easier just to get in your car. But if it became predictable and if we understood the routes better, I truly think attendance and ridership among locals would go up. Of course, it's not going away in the summer. Millions of people ride it in the summer, quite literally, but locals need to use it in the off season, and I think that is the key. So if I were speaking at city council tomorrow, that's what I would say.